to instruction from someone. Like, there's a level of respect that they also learn.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Ah, yes, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, hour number two right here on a Friday. Thanks for joining us. Coming up here in about 15 minutes, I'm going to be sharing the most underrated Christmas gifts that you can gather. So I know a lot of people like to get their Christmas shopping done early. We're already into December. It's going to be here before we know it. So what are some underrated Christmas gifts that you can get? I'll share that with you coming up in about 15, 20 minutes. Hey, it's Friday. Let me get you your top three stories, then we'll go through our jobs report that we normally do. So top three stories, Lauren Boebert, the congresswoman from Colorado. The race was so close, her reelection, that they're going to have a recount. So, yeah, Colorado going through a recount on her race right there. And I was reading a lot of things that Democrats felt like that was a seat they should have been able to flip because she's so controversial. She's had a lot of controversy since she's been elected in her first term. And yet it was so close. They were able to, you know, it's going to be end up being a recount. Now, she does have the lead in the initial, but we'll see what happens there. Then Democrats are proposing a momentous primary shift. I'll talk about that in a second. And Alex Jones has filed for bankruptcy amid the $1.5 billion that he owes Sandy Hook families. We knew it was coming. I mean, there's just no way he was going to be able to pay anything close to that. So Democrats proposing momentous primary shift. I just want to bring this up real quick. We talked about it a little bit last hour. What they're doing is they've decided, so President Biden is the one that started this, said, hey, Democrat National Committee, you guys need to figure out a way to make Iowa not the first in the nation status. So his proposal was to change it up to South Carolina. But his proposal is more than just taking away Iowa's first in the nation caucus. It's also taking away New Hampshire's first in the nation primary. Now, New Hampshire's had first in the nation primary since 1920. Iowa has been first in the nation caucus since 1972. And now I'm one of those that agrees we need a change. Now, I used to be in the camp of, why don't we just have the primary all on the same day? All the candidates run, they run for months and months and months, and then sometime in the summer of 2024, we have primary day, and we all just vote in the primary. I used to be in that camp. I'm not anymore. That's still a better option to me than what we currently do. But I think a better way would if we broke it up by regions, almost like we have with Super Tuesday. But let's do it. Let's have multiple Super Tuesdays and spread them out a few months apart or multiple months apart. That way, there's plenty of time for the candidates to campaign throughout the region. And then you rotate which region goes first. So maybe this year it'll be the Southeast. Next year it'll be the Midwest. Next year it'll be the Northwest. Next year it'll be the Northeast. Next year it'll be the Southwest. And you rotate it each presidential cycle for the regions. The reason why I used to be in the primary in the camp of let's have primary day on one day, but now I'm not, is because I lived in Iowa. And I saw what it was like to see presidential candidates campaigning in small towns in the middle of nowhere, giving voters an opportunity to ask you the question. We don't have to wait for the news media to ask questions. We don't have to wait for people like me, the radio host, to interview them, ask questions. You get to ask them questions. You get to meet them in person and see how they interact with their spouse or with their workers and with poll people and things like that. That's the reason why it's been an attractive model, and we're the only country in the world that does this, where you go state by state by state by state. But the reason why we did it is because it gave candidates an opportunity to be able to meet the public. The problem is the system is broken now, because by the time it gets to like the 10th state, more than half the candidates have dropped out already. And so most of the states don't really get an opportunity to elect the primary candidate. In fact, by the time it gets to about half the states, it's down to two or three candidates. And there's been many times where I lived in Texas and it was like John McCain and nobody. Everybody had dropped out. Even Mitt Romney had dropped out by then. And it was like, what? So I don't have a choice in who the candidate is. When I lived in Illinois, it came down to Mitt Romney or Rick Santorum to go against Obama. It was like, those are my two options? And, you know, 2020, it was down to Pete Buttigieg there for a while and Biden and Elizabeth Warren. And people were like, you know, like in other states, like in Texas, we're thinking, well, I liked, I just went blank on his name. Cory Booker. I like Cory Booker, but I don't even have a chance to vote for him because he's already dropped out by the time it gets to my state. I'm like, yep, I know. And so it's a broken system. It does need to be revised, but just changing which state goes first, I don't think is the right. That's not going to fix anything. I think what we need to do is it needs to be completely redone. But that's up to the RNC. That's up to the DNC. And then they got to coordinate with the states to get it done, to have it happen. So we'll have to see what happens. I understand the argument, though, that they have, that Iowa and New Hampshire don't have diverse enough demographics to justify them being first in the nation. And the reason why that's important is because candidates will drop out based on their early performance. And so you say you have much more diverse states like Florida, for example, we're very diverse still compared to Iowa and New Hampshire. And so down here, a candidate like maybe a Cory Booker would do very, very well, but up in Iowa, it doesn't do good at all because the demographics aren't as diverse. So I do see the need to maybe switch that around, but I think it'd be better if we just did it by region. All right, let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We are looking good on our roads on I-10 and I-110. We do have our typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90. That's going to be leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge, as well as also going eastbound at Avalon Boulevard. Throughout 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, really not seeing anything to slow you down, as well as throughout Windhaven and Navarre. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Make sure to call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Yeah, I got a couple texts here that says, yep, that's why I gave up. There's another one that says, I just found out today Cory Booker is the cousin of RuPaul. Are you kidding me? Is it accurate? Gracie, Google that, because Google doesn't lie. That's pretty wild. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Now, it's Friday. And on Fridays, I like to hit the jobs report real quick. So let me give you an update on that while Gracie's looking that up. So finally, ever since Hurricane Ian, Florida's unemployment numbers have been elevated. The number of new filings every week. Finally, this week, it dropped another 2,700 new filings compared to the previous week. We're down to 3,800 new filings this past week. That's the normal range of where it normally is. More important, we had 11,500 people come off of the unemployment rolls, the continued unemployment rolls. So we're down to 30,000 people. That's also more normal. Nationwide, we had a drop of 50,000 people. Remember, last week it went up, and it was kind of a surprise that it went up. Well, dropping 50,000 people this week compared to last week, that's a significant drop. We're down to 198,000 new filings. That is that's very, very low. And the better news, the bigger news, is the continued unemployment. We've had 4 out of the past 5 weeks where the continued unemployment roll numbers have gone up. And the 1 week it went down, it didn't go, like it went down a little bit, but then the next week it jumped up dramatically. And so I was like, oh no, that's not good. This week, 81,000 Americans came off of the continued unemployment rolls. That's very good news. And yes, some of those people came off because they just, their unemployment benefits expired. But usually that means most people were able to get a job. So that's very, very good news on the employment numbers right there. Now, so job growth surpassed expectations. You know what I think about expectations? I don't care. It doesn't make any sense. But job growth, we added 263,000 jobs to the job market last month. That's very good. I'm just glad we added jobs. Surpassing expectations, I don't care what you expected. What I care about is, did we add jobs? And we did. That's very good news right there. Now, that being said, we continue to see inflation being a problem. Inflation rose just a little bit again in October. We continue to see problems with inflation affecting small businesses. 41% of small businesses say that they cannot pay rent this month. Nationwide, 41% of small businesses can't pay rent on time, I guess I should say. Wow, that's not good. And we mentioned this yesterday. I'll bring it up again. Two-thirds of healthcare workers say they are living paycheck to paycheck, according to a new survey. Two-thirds of healthcare workers. Well, you know, if two-thirds of healthcare workers are living paycheck to paycheck, you know it's like that with other industries as well. So even though we've got jobs, people are getting jobs, it's tight. And people are struggling, and small businesses are struggling paying people in those jobs. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Grace, we were able to find out, verify that connection.
So, yeah, so they are cousins, but they just found out they were cousins. I guess he went on the show and he called them his cousin, and then they did a DNA test that they are actually related, but I don't think it's like first cousin situation.
Maybe like second or third.
Yeah.
Something like that. But somehow they're related.
Related,
all
yeah.
Right. Well, we're all related somehow, I guess. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, Top 20 News with Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
New York is getting muddy out. There's LA, but it's always kind of sunny out. And I don't want to.
That's Cole right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got all kinds of parades coming up here this weekend. So tomorrow, the Navarre Christmas Parade begins at 1. The Gulf Breeze Christmas Parade begins at 4. The Milton Christmas Parade at 6. The Lighted Boat Parade over in Pensacola Beach area, 6:30. And then, of course, next weekend is the Pensacola Beach Parade at 2 p.m. and the Cox Pensacola Christmas Parade at 5:30 in downtown Pensacola. So put all those on your calendar for tomorrow and next Saturday. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And I'm Joe Ford. Authorities investigating the murders of four University of Idaho students now saying they're not sure if it was a targeted attack. We talked about this earlier this week. Police in the college town of Moscow, Idaho, said that detectives aren't sure if the students or the home where they lived were specifically targeted. Police say a teenager campaigning for Senator Raphael Warnock was shot in the leg in Savannah, Georgia. The 15-year-old was at the front door of a home yesterday when a suspect inside fired a shot through the closed door. The teenager's injuries were not life-threatening. Governor DeSantis' office fighting back on reports that Republican lawmakers are working on legislation to scale back a law rushed through earlier this year, stripping Walt Disney of its unique self-governing power. Fake news. Governor Ron DeSantis doesn't make U-turns. That's what DeSantis spokeswoman Taryn Fenske tweeted today. And Bobby, the text message is 30 years old tomorrow. It was December 3rd, 1992, when British software programmer Neil Papworth sent the world's first SMS message from a computer to his colleague Richard Jarvis. It simply read, "Merry Christmas."
How many years ago?
30. December 3rd, 1992.
What?
There was a time before text messages. Yeah, 30 years ago.
Okay. I guess so, yeah. I guess 1992, that was beeper age back in 1992
Still. And so it was 1 year later when Nokia...
Gracie, did you just say, what's that?
I'm kidding. No, I was kidding. I know what that is.
Okay. All right.
All right, so a year later, Nokia introduced the SMS feature with that distinctive beep to signal an incoming message. So, yeah. Okay. That's nuts.
Yeah, that was the beeper. Yeah, that was, I never had a beeper. Did you ever own a beeper?
No, I would have been, 6 years old in 1992?
6 years old, yeah. It was not a, I just didn't, well, I didn't sell drugs, so I didn't, just kidding. That's not the reason why. I mean, all kinds of, the people I knew who had beepers either had one just for status reason, like they didn't really need it. They just had one for status reason. People who actually sold beepers were the only people I knew who had beepers. People who owned businesses, like the dads I knew that had businesses. And then I had two friends who had beepers because their girlfriends wanted to be able to get a hold of them at any time.
Hmm.
And so it was.
Do parents still say hang up the phone to their kids, or have they moved on to something else? Because, I mean, when's the last time anybody's hung up a phone?
Yeah, I guess. Well, yeah, you still say hang it up.
Okay.
I think.
I just didn't know if the lexicon is.
Maybe it's just end
yet.
The call. I don't know. What do I tell my kid? I'm trying to think now. Because the problem is my kids text all the time, so I'm never telling them to get off the phone. I just, that's what I say, get off the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, just get off the phone. Yeah. Gracie?
Have you guys seen that video where it's like, if you ask a little kid now to pretend that you're on the phone, usually you would put like your thumb up and your pinky up and put it to your
face.
And now they just put the palm of their hand to their face like they're holding a cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. You ask little kids like, hey, show me how you would be on the phone. And they just hold the palm of their hand up to their face, which is so funny. Yeah. And then I saw that other one. And I know we got to get traffic. In fact, let's get traffic real quick and I'll share the other story.
Well, our roads are actually looking really good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Really, the only places you're going to see traffic is if you're heading to the Snowball Derby or heading southbound on Pine Forest near Five Flag Speedway or leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, there was a YouTube video that went viral a few years ago where a dad pulled out an old rotary dial phone and had his teenagers and said, hey guys, this is a phone, make a phone call. Like, he plugged it in and everything and just set it on the table with his teenage boys, and we're like, and it was like his teenage son and his friends, and he was like, figure out how to make a phone call. And it was a rotary dial phone. It is hilarious because I guess, like, yeah, if somebody doesn't show you how to use a rotary dial phone, you won't really know how to do it. And it took them like 15-20 minutes to figure it out, and those still they wouldn't have been able to figure it out if the dad was like, yes, yep, yeah, that's you're warmer, you're getting hot, you know. Oh my goodness, that was how times have changed. Text here, only the cool kids had beepers. That was the other thing too, the kids who were cool. But like I said, my friends that had beepers, really it was because their girlfriends wanted to get a hold of them. that's why they had it. All right, coming up here next, some of the most underrated Christmas gifts. So if you're still looking for things to buy, I'll share that list with you coming up next. I'm looking through you. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Somebody went to Reddit and said, what are some underrated Christmas gifts? And here's the list. Now, some of these obviously depend on the relationship you have with the person you're getting a gift for. But here you go. Socks. What? Socks? No. I don't know. Maybe some of those like warm, comfy socks or something like that. I can't remember what they call those things, but we get some sort of fancy sock. If you're just getting like plain Jane socks, no. If you're getting like Stance socks, maybe something sporty or whatever. A bidet, huh? Quality coffee, a one-time vehicle detail or landscape service, nice, comfortable pajamas. Here's one for a white elephant gift. 124 pack of toilet paper. They said it was a big hit at their white elephant party. I'm like, I can see that. That's funny. The restaurant gift cards, a premium subscription to something like HBO Max, nice sheets or towels, extra phone chargers, and wire organizers. Those are some of the most underrated gifts.
turn 24. Only been with one man. What happened to her plan? She was gonna be an actress. She was gonna be
a... That's Cole right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Runway 5K is coming up tomorrow. This benefits the USO. It's a really cool event where you actually get to run or walk on the runway over to the Pensacola International Airport. So there's still time to sign up today. Go to runway5k.com and see you on the runway. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. By the way, if you want to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620. I've got the This Week in Science coming up here for you after our sports hit. And before we get to the sports hit, we got our top three stories. So Democrats have proposed a momentous primary shift that would basically stop making Iowa the first in the nation status for the Democrat caucus. And then it would stop making New Hampshire the first in the nation primary. Basically, all the states agreed to it already, except for Iowa and New Hampshire. They're both upset about it. But it looks like there's going to be a change happening right there. Alex Jones filed for bankruptcy after owing nearly $1.5 billion to Sandy Hook victims, which we already predicted that was going to happen. There's no way he have no $1.5 billion. Shoot. Frankly, if Rush Limbaugh got sued, or I say Rush Limbaugh or even Howard Stern, they're probably the two individuals who earned the most money as talk radio hosts. They wouldn't be able to pay $1.5 billion, much less Alex Jones. So knew the bankruptcy was coming. Lauren Boebert, the embattled congresswoman from Colorado, she won her race, but it was so close it has instigated a recount in Colorado. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. That's your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
I'll give you your World Cup update here in a second. But first, NCAA football tonight, 6:30. CBS Sports Network has University of North Texas playing Texas San Antonio. Fox has the big game tonight, 7 o'clock. Number 11 Utah plays number 4 USC in the Pac-12. Buffalo beat Akron earlier today by 1 point. NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight with the Lakers against the Bucks, followed by the Bulls against the Warriors. NHL hockey is Ottawa against the Rangers. Islanders are hosting Nashville, and Winnipeg is hosting Columbus Blue Jackets. NCAA men's basketball, kind of an interesting one tonight. Well, first of all, ESPN Plus has number 15 Auburn hosting Colgate. That'll be at 7 o'clock on ESPN Plus. And then at 7 o'clock on the Peacock Network. That's right, the streaming service for the Peacock has number 6 Baylor playing number 14 Gonzaga. So kind of an interesting one right there. All right, the FIFA World Cup update here for you. The final 16. They don't call it the Sweet 16. They call it the Final 16. The Final 16 has been wrapped up. So today, South Korea beat Portugal. Uruguay beat Ghana. Cameroon beat Brazil. And Switzerland beat Serbia. So that rounds out the final 16. So tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock on Fox, you can check out the United States playing Netherlands. Argentina, whoever wins that one, will play the winner of Argentina against Australia. The next set will be Japan against Croatia. They'll play the winner of Brazil against the Korea Republic, South Korea. Then going on the other side of the bracket, it's England against Senegal. They'll play the winner of France against Poland. Morocco will play Spain, and they'll play the winner of Portugal against Switzerland. So there you go. I went ahead and posted the bracket on our Facebook page. So if you want to check that bracket out for the FIFA World Cup, you may do so. And so basically the path for the United States looks like this. They got to beat Netherlands. Then they'll play the winner of Argentina and Australia. And if they beat that, then they'll play either Japan, Croatia, Brazil, or South Korea. And if they win that, then they'll play whoever's on the other side of the bracket. So there you go. So basically the path for the United States is Netherlands, Argentina or Australia, Japan or Croatia, Brazil or South Korea. So there you go. That's cool right now. It's a pretty good path, actually, to be honest. I think they should beat the Netherlands. It'll be a tough one, but hopefully they'll beat the Netherlands. Then they got Argentina and Australia. That'll be a tough one, but I think they can beat both of those two teams. Then they have Japan and Croatia, Brazil and South Korea. The biggest challenge in all of this, I think, is Brazil. That'd be their biggest challenge, I think. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives, and I'll give you your sports news.
This traffic update brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110. We do have slow-moving traffic on Pine Forest southbound near Five Flags Speedway, as well as on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, as well as some heavy traffic going on Highway 90 throughout Milton. This is going to be in both the east and westbound directions as you're approaching Canal Street on Caroline Street. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate. Specializing in hunting and recreational properties, make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by text in 850-437-1620. Here's a text. How are ties handled? I believe at this point, they go to penalty kicks now. And they play I don't think they have ties after the final 16, because it's like a one elimination and it moves on. So I thought at this point, at some point they get rid of ties. There's no more ties. It's penalty kicks until there's a winner. So I think that starts now. What else was I going to say? Oh, the Ravens, Lamar Jackson has apologized for sending vulgar tweet to a fan after a loss. Florida's backup quarterback Kitna, who was arrested on child pornography charges the other day, has been dismissed from the team. Notre Dame quarterback Drew Pine, the third major quarterback to enter the transfer portal, he's going to transfer before the bowl game even. And Christian Pulisic, the player who scored the winning goal for the United States last time, he had an abdominal injury, but he's now been cleared to play against the Netherlands tomorrow morning. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. Joe Burrow may have made the Super Bowl last season, but Patrick Mahomes is still the man in the AFC. Mahomes has the ring. Maybe that starts to change this weekend if the Bengals beat the Chiefs in Cincinnati. Burrow's come on strong lately. Watching the Bengals in the last month was a reminder last year was no fluke. A win on Sunday won't quite catch up Burrow with Mahomes, but it certainly would put the Bengals quarterback in the conversation with the league's best. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Buying a home? Rocket Mortgage will cover 1% of your rate for the first year at no cost to you, saving you hundreds, even thousands, with Inflation Buster. For example, if you lock a 7% rate today, you'll only pay 6% for a year. That means more road trips, more date nights, more front row seats, every month for a year. And your rate is secured for 30 years. Plus, if rates drop within 3 years of your home purchase, you get exclusive savings when you refinance with Rate Drop Advantage. More home upgrades, more rainy day funds, more cash in your pocket. Save when you buy today and refinance tomorrow. Call 833-7-ROCKET today or visit inflationbuster.com to start saving. That's 833-7-ROCKET or go to inflationbuster.com.
For fees covered rate, life date requirements, and other terms and conditions, visit inflationbuster.com or call 1-833-7-ROCKET, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, there you go. That's your CBS Sports Minute. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. This Week in Science. We like to wrap up This Week in Science on Fridays. Fitbit for cows now exists. Researchers in China came up with them to track their vitals and things like how long they spend standing up versus sitting. Fitbit for cows. Do we want our cows to be fit? I thought you want more fat on a cow. Maybe that's what they're about. They're like, all righty. Jesse, get over here, Jesse. What you been doing? We've been keeping track of your vitals, and you've been walking around this field like you're some fitness fanatic. Get on your butt and stay there for a week and eat more fatty stuff. I don't know. Like, maybe that's what the thing is. It's the reverse thing. They're trying to find out and make sure the cows aren't walking around too much. In video game news, Pong turned 50. on Tuesday. Yeah, Atari released it November 29th, 1972, as the first game to really blow up and get popular. I definitely remember playing my fair share of Pong. And music news, a study found that bats and death metal, bats and death metal singers both vocalize in similar ways. Yeah. Death metal singers sound like bats. That's what you're telling me. Okay. The Artemis 1 mission set a new record as the furthest distance traveled by a spacecraft meant for humans. No one's in it yet, of course. It made over 268,000 miles from Earth, and it took a selfie. Then that beat the old record by Apollo 13 when they had to slingshot around the moon to get home. And so now the Apollo 1 spacecraft, the Orion, spacecraft captured its selfie in space going 268,000 miles from Earth. Then the Elon Musk managed to make nice with Apple CEO Tim Cook after there were rumors they might remove the Twitter from the App Store. And well, Tesla delivered its first semi-trucks to Pepsi. These are the self-driving semi-trucks that Tesla's going to have. They're not going to be self-driving initially, but they delivered into Pepsi initially. SpaceX was set to launch a small lunar lander on the moon early this morning. And his company Neuralink is still trying to get computer chip implants to merge our brains with machines. I don't know about this, but yeah, that's one of the things going on right there. And finally, of course, one of the big stories we talked about all week, the largest active volcano in Hawaii erupted for the first time in 38 years. And we found two new types of minerals in a meteorite buried in Somalia. They've named the minerals Illilite and Elkinstensenite. Why don't they just call them James and John or something? I don't know. This is weird. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That's This Week in Science. Coming up next, we've got our another quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom, plus top stories on foxnews.com and Bobby's brain teases. That and more next right here on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. By the way, I watched some of that Tesla semi delivery event where they delivered the trucks to Pepsi. One of them, so they had like three trucks that were white. They're just all white. And I don't know if you've seen the Tesla semi truck, but it looks very slick looking. So they got three of them that were all white. And then they had one that was, I don't know if it's wrapped or painted to look like Pepsi. And then one with Frito-Lay's branding. And they look pretty cool. They look pretty neat. And according to Tesla, according to Elon Musk, the semi-trucks on the road account for only 1% of U.S. vehicles, yet they account for 20% of U.S. vehicle emissions and 36% of U.S. vehicle particulate emissions. And that's why they felt it was important to get a semi-truck on the road, because they account for a lot of the emissions. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. By the way, they still have in the queue, they're still going to come out with the Cybertruck, and the Robotaxi is still in the works, but they have not revealed the Robotaxi yet. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We have an accident on 29. That's going to be in the northbound direction as you're approaching West Detroit Boulevard with a roadblock and causing some slowdown. So keep that in mind. That's in the northbound direction on 29. Other than that, we are looking good. I-10, I-110 checking in clear. 98 also running at posted speeds. If you do see something else on the roads or have details, give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go to Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Joe, what you got going on in the news for us?
Bobby, Alex Jones is filing for personal bankruptcy in a Texas court. The filing is in addition to a bankruptcy filing for his primary company, Free Speech Systems, that was made in July. Jones owes $1.4 billion to families of Sandy Hook victims and a first responder in regards to comments he made about the school shooting. the nation's economy, adding more jobs than expected in November. The Labor Department says 263,000 jobs were created last month. Experts were looking for 200,000 jobs to be added. President Biden wants Iowa to be moved out of its first-in-the-nation status. He's calling for the DNC to replace Iowa with South Carolina as the first test of presidential politics in 2024. His proposal would move Iowa out of the first round of caucuses entirely, moving Georgia and Michigan into the early window. And speaking of Georgia, early voting wrapping up today in the runoff election for Georgia's Senate. Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker squaring off in the race to decide the last Senate seat. Polls open until 7 p.m., 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, the actual voting day for that race.
Yeah. I saw that as well. And so I guess it's December 6th is the official date there. And, you know, I've stated before, I feel like it's going to be, I feel like Raphael Warnock's probably going to win by a bigger margin than what he did in the initial primary election. So, but we'll see what happens. And then, yeah, with the Alex Jones things, I mean, I remember when they had the first ruling. The first ruling of he owed nearly, it was like $600 or $700 million. I was like, that dude's going to have to declare bankruptcy.
Yeah, right.
And then since then, he had like two more rulings to total nearly $1.5 billion. I was like, he's going to have to declare bankruptcy when they declared $500 million. Uh-huh. And now it's up to $1.5 billion. I'm like, yep. There's a talk show host alive who's got that kind of dough hanging around. Or dead. I don't think Rush Limbaugh would have that kind of money.
No.
So... there are very few individuals in the world actually that have 1.5 billion. I mean, let's be honest. So, that's not a surprise to see that right there. And I don't know how the payoffs end up working at that point. Then, you know, do they get any money at all, or you know, or what? You know, I don't know how that's going to necessarily work. So, all right, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Top stories on FoxNews.com, real quick. Elon Musk teases a release of what really happened behind closed doors during Twitter's Hunter Biden drama. And then, oh my goodness, a terrible story right here. An American was killed and several passengers have been injured when a rogue wave struck an Antarctic cruise ship. A rogue wave. You hear about these rogue waves every now and then. They're freaky things. And apparently an American woman was killed and a bunch of passengers were injured as well. And then that gives us that. Let's go ahead and hit Bobby's brain teases.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
James Doohan, the guy who plays Scotty on Star Trek, fought in World War II with the Canadian Army, military. He was shot 6 times on D-Day on Normandy. Wow. Lil Wayne was a straight A student. Yeah, pretty cool. And the Caesar salad actually comes from Tijuana, Mexico. It was created by an Italian immigrant named Cesar Cardini at a restaurant he owned there in Tijuana.